floats over the Earth's surface. Thick silver letters etched with gold rise over the curve of the planet and form the word Universal in front of the lit-up continents. Beneath it, in smaller letters, a Comcast company. Universal 1440 Entertainment presents. In a cartoon introduction, a group of kids, the Rascals, drag a jumble of tools and do-it-yourself materials onto a stage. They set about constructing a sign, and Dog Petey paints words with a brush in his mouth. They create the title, The Little Rascals Save the Day. One kid spins a letter S in the title to turn it the right way around. The title collapses and the cartoon ends. At a school, a boy in a bow tie sings.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee.
The boy has a spike of dark hair standing straight up from his head.
Rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away.
A class listens.
Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song.
The teacher playing piano winces. A girl in the class watches him dreamily. A mischievous boy shoots a spitball at him through a straw.
Gone are the cares of...
It goes in the singer's mouth.
Alfalfa, are you okay?
Yeah, thanks, Darla.
Well, thank you for that lovely performance for Share Day.
But I'm not finished yet.
Yeah, you are. Allow me to show you how it's really done.
All right, Waldo, but this will be the last song today. Afterwards, we need to get back to work.
Waldo, who fired the spitball, plays music on his iPod.
Oh.
He clicks his fingers, smooths back his hair, and sings.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's
the coming like a flock and take the dinner.
He makes slick moves.
But she always knows a place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
Alfalfa scoffs.
She's a lady.
Waldo kisses the hand of Alfalfa's admirer, Darla, then points to her.
And the lady's mad.
He dances around the class.
Well, she's never in the way, always something nice to say, oh, what a blessing.
Steals a boy's apple, bites it, then tosses it to the teacher. The boy who lost his apple, Spanky, wiggles his fingers under his chin, doing a secret high wave at Alfalfa. Their names come up in a splash of paint beside them. Alfalfa highs a girl with long dark braids, Marianne, who does the same to Stymie, who wears a derby hat. As Stymie blows his nose, a dog, Petey, appears at the window. He puts a paw under his chin, does the wave, then bounds to two boys asleep under a tree, Porky and Buckwheat. Petey licks Buckwheat's face and wakes him. Darla gazes at Waldo, who spins a globe as he dances around.
Thank you so much, Waldo. Please, take a seat.
Wait, but...
Nope, take a seat. Thank you very much. That was, unique. That was very unique.
Hold your horses. I'm coming.
Oh, hello. And what can I do for you two?
Daddy has to come home. Our daddy broke two of his legs.
Two of his legs? Oh, my.
Marianne has to come, too. Her mom's having a baby.
A baby? Since when?
Since this morning. She found out about it, and now she's having it.
And my mama says Spanky and Alfalfa have to come home right away.
Right away? Why?
It's important business.
Oh, what's the important business?
Beats me. That's what Spanky told me to say. Right, Spank?
Porky points to Spanky.
Spanky, Alfalfa, Stymie, Marianne, get up here right away.
They're in trouble.
Something important has come up, and you all need to go home right away.
Spanky.
Well, Miss Crabtree, it's been a real great year.
Yeah, have a good summer, Miss Crabtree.
See you next year.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Ah.
Beep, beep. Miss Crabtree, I've got your ice cream cake.
Oh, yes. Bring it right in.
The cake's wheeled in.
All right, boys and girls, I have a little surprise. We're not going to do any more work today. Instead, we're going to have an end-of-the-year party with a great big ice cream cake.
Yay!
No, Miss Crabtree, I think our folks can wait a little while.
Yeah, my mom's had babies before. I'm sure she knows what to do.
My daddy isn't going anywhere.
He can't.
His legs are broke.
Oh, no, 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 no. You can't keep your families waiting just for a party. Now run along, and I will see you next fall.
Okay.
Oh, wait, oh, the video. Run along.
See you next fall. She had him before.
Oh.
Kids don't know what you're missing. What's cake?
Me!
Outside the school.
Oh, man. Did you see that cake? Not just a cake, an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Ice cream and cake. The two best things in the world, all mixed together.
Too many calories, man. And you all could stand to lose a few pounds anyway.
Yeah.
Man, that cake was good.
You said it, pal. No time to dwell on the past, man. Summer vacation has officially begun. No school, no homework, no getting up early. We're free. Come on, time to waste it.
All right.
Petey joins the rascals as they run along a quaint street waving to people. A cop comes out of a florist holding a bunch of flowers and sniffs them. The rascals run into, then out of an alley. They run into the cop. He drops the flowers.
Kids, watch where you're going.
Sorry, Officer Kennedy.
Wait a minute. Aren't you kids supposed to be in school?
We got time off for good behavior.
That would be a first.
So, who are the flowers for? Miss Crabtree.
Yeah!
They were.
When are you finally gonna work up the nerve to ask her to marry you?
I will. When school's out and the time's right, I'll be ready. I got the ring. Finally paid it off. Look, don't touch. You understand?
Isn't there supposed to be a diamond on it? Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. It looks real nice when you can see it.
Well, good luck, Officer Kennedy.
Thank you.
Try not to blow it. Come on, guys.
Kennedy studies his messed up flowers.
Yay! Yay! To the bakery!
The rascals hurry across a sunny street and into Grandma Larson's bakery.
Hiya, Grandma!
Oh, hi, kid!
Oh. Hi, Grandma!
Hi.
Oh,
boy.
She gives them a group hug.
Oh, so, isn't there still one more day left at school?
They never do anything important on the last day.
Except eat ice cream cake.
Okay, yeah. I don't suppose I could interest you in cinnamon muffins.
Yes!
There you go.
Me, Grandma. Whoa.
They stand in line. She throws muffins one at a time to Spanky, who throws them back to the others. Porky.
I got it!
Thanks, Grandma. You are the best.
Yeah! Thanks, Grandma!
I didn't forget you.
One for Petey.
Come on, gang.
To the treehouse!
Yeah!
See you later, Grandma.
After you, Petey.
Home, sweet home. Mm-hmm. Petey, do your stuff.
In a yard next door to the bakery, Petey bites a squeaky bone at the end of a rope and pulls on it. Bicycle wheels whir into action to operate a pulley which lets a ladder down. Petey presses a table tennis bat with his paw. A basket attached to ropes drops and he gets into it. The kids climb the ladder into the treehouse and Marianne winds Petey up on a pulley. Officer Kennedy walks up the steps to the school's main doors, holding rearranged flowers. Kids rush out. He drops the flowers, which scatter everywhere.
Kids.
He comes into the classroom.
Are they gone, Miss Crabtree?
Oh, they are indeed, Officer Kennedy. And now that they are, I think that we can call each other by our first names. Ed.
Of course, June.
What are those?
They were flowers till your kids got a hold of them.
Thank you. It's the thought that counts.
I was thinking
maybe you and I could have lunch at this very special place that I happen to know of.
A date with my man. I'd love to.
In the treehouse.
Me, 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 me.
The rascals tune up their cobbled together instruments.
Ready, gang?
Yeah!
Ready.
Ready! Ready indeed!
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're going to perform an oldie but a goodie called I Got You Babe. My name is Spanky, and we are the International Silver String Submarine Band.
The what?
That's our band name? Since when? Since I just thought it up a second ago. Makes us sound important.
Okay.
Sure. I like it.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Petey, who has a dark patch over one eye and a circle drawn around the other, plays air horns.
Hello, Mrs. Larson.
Hi. It's early today. Here you go. On the house as usual.
What is that noise?
That's the kids' band.
Oh, well, tell them to keep practicing. and you got a certified letter here from the bank. Sign here.
The music makes the mailman cringe.
Here you go.
Guys, thank you.
You're welcome. They'll get better.
I hope so.
As he leaves, Grandma opens the bank's letter, which is headed Urgent Notice in red.
Hold it! Why'd you stop? We were just getting to the best part, where I sing. We're supposed to be playing I Got You, Babe. It sounds more like I Got a Headache, Babe. What's wrong with everybody?
We're doing the best we can, Spank.
You know, he's right. Our music lacks a certain je ne sais quoi.
Like what?
Like a girl singer. That would complete our sound. And I know the perfect girl.
Let me guess. Darla.
Not again. Great minds think alike. You've heard her sing in class before. She's really good.
No girls allowed in the gang.
But Mary Ann's in the gang, and she's a girl.
I meant a real girl.
I am a real girl.
Okay, you're a real girl.
She lets go of Spanky.
Kids! Kids!
What is it, Grandma?
Listen, would you watch the bakery for me? Something urgent came up, and I've got to go to the bank.
What's wrong, Grandma?
Everything's fine. You just watch the shop, and I'll be back soon.
Don't worry, Grandma. I got everything under control.
No problem.
In the bakery shop.
Hello? Anybody here?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. How may we help you?
Is there somebody else working here today who's a little older?
Don't be fooled. We're older than we look. Why, I'm nearly 9. And our combined ages equal over 45. Mm-hmm. And if you count Petey, it's 103 in dog years. So, what can me and my staff do you for today?
I need a large birthday cake. By 5 o'clock.
Don't worry. Our expert bakers can have it ready for you in time. What kind of cake do you want?
Red velvet.
You want a cake made out of velvet?
Yeah. Yes. Red velvet.
Okie dokie. It'll be ready by 5. 5 sharp.
Okay. Thanks.
5. But Grandma won't be back in time. That's why we're going to make it ourselves.
But what do you know about making cakes?
How hard can it be? I've been eating them my whole life.
The boys peer into a large mixing bowl.
First off, a little vanilla.
A whole big bottle.
And
flour.
Wearing chef's hats, they add two big bags of flour.
Don't forget the sugar.
More, more, just a little more.
Perfect.
Isn't this gonna be a little too sweet?
No such thing as too sweet when you're talking about cakes.
Don't forget the eggs.
Had to go to the garage to find it, but I got the oil.
Hey, as long as it says oil, it'll do the trick.
Alfalfa tips in motor oil over eggs still in their shells.
What's that?
Yeast.
It's something my mom always puts in cakes. It makes the cake grow big.
Oh, this woman wanted a big cake, so let's put it all in.
Got the main ingredient.
Marianne drops cut-up red velvet into the large mixing bowl.
Our red velvet cakes are made with 100% pure red velvet. And how?
Okidi brings a spoon. Porky and Buckwheat are in the shop.
I sure could go for one of those delicious looking cupcakes.
But Spanky said we can't eat the merchandise.
We're not gonna eat them. We're just gonna test them out to make sure they're still good.
They tuck into cupcakes on display.
Well, this one's good. This one too.
Better test the rest.
Good idea.
The others lift a huge cake tray of their sloppy mixture and slide it into an oven.
This is gonna be some cake.
Yeah.
They shut the door. At the bank.
Well, I've reviewed your paperwork, Mrs. Larson, and I'm very sorry, but you owe this bank $10,000, and it is past due. You must pay it back, or we will be forced to take away your bakery.
Oh, would you like to try one of my chocolate chip cookies?
Ooh. No. No, I'm trying to watch my calories. Now, about the loan.
Well, I don't think one would hurt. I mean, they're from my bakery, and you would just be doing due diligence.
The bank manager considers, takes a cookie from her tin, and checks around him before biting into it.
I'm sorry about not paying back the money, but if you could just give me a little bit more time.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever had. That's got just the right crunchy to chewy ratio.
Oh, I'm so glad you like them.
This isn't a cookie. It's nirvana. It's bliss. It's a warm puppy. It's sleeping late on a summer morning or walking barefoot on the beach at sunset. Oh, if this cookie were a woman, I would ask her to marry me.
You see, with a cookie like this, business is bound to pick up, and I am sure I could pay back the $10,000 in 2 months. Would you like another one?
Yes, but no. Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Larson, but you've already had 3 extensions. My hands are tied. You simply must pay back the $10,000 by the end of the month.
But that's only 2 weeks away.
Maybe it's time you retired.
Oh.
Yeah, sell the bakery. Do what makes you happy.
I'm happiest when I'm baking.
He shrugs and starts to write. Grandma puts the lid back on the tin.
Do you mind? They are just so good.
He grabs the tin. Porky and Buckwheat sit with half-eaten cakes strewn around them.
Our work here is done.
What should we have for dessert?
More. I can't wait to see the expression on Grandma's face when she sees how we made a cake on her own.
The cake starts to ooze out of the oven.
I don't like the sound of that.
Me neither.
Is it supposed to be doing that?
Porky and Buckwheat here.
What was that? Sounds like a moose trying to sing. Maybe it's alfalfa. Come on, let's go check it out. Take cover!
They watch from behind a work table as the massive oven shakes, rattles, and spews out cake mixture. Petey takes cover and cowers. Porky and Buckwheat come in as the cake expands outward like a giant balloon and forces the kids back behind the table. Grandma comes back.
Kids?
I think we used a teeny bit too much yeast.
Yummy!
What do we do?
Don't worry. I'll just take some air out.
Spanky picks up a fork.
Kids! Oh, are you all right? Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Cake mix bops down all around.
Guess that means the cake's ready.
A bright yellow Hummer pulls up outside the bakery and honks.
What a mess you are.
It was a delicious mess.
Oh, good.
What's Waldo doing here?
Where?
Oh, this is sweet. Oh, Mrs. Larson, Ray Kay, but my friends call me Big Ray because I think big.
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Kay?
No. It's what can I do for you? I understand that your property here is loan is coming due, and I'm here to offer you a business proposition.
And I'm consulting on the deal.
Yes, okay. I'm going to offer you $100,000 here and now if you sell it to me.
$100,000?
That's a lot of cute little people.
You want to buy my bakery?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Progress. But here is your bakery right now. And as you can see, it's old, it's run down, it's desperately in need of a facelift. But here's my plan. We're going to tear it all down, and then in its place, this. Who's that? Oh, it's you again, little short stack. I'll tell you what happened. Mixed use development. Retail stores, office space, luxury apartments, all very modern.
A mall?
Oh, no, not a mall. A Big Ray's Malltopia. All glass and steel. It's gonna kick this sleepy city right into the 21st century.
But you're just gonna tear down my bakery?
No. I wanna offer you a very fair price. Then tear it down.
What about the treehouse, Dad?
Nah, don't worry about the treehouse. Waldo, we'll uproot the tree and the treehouse, and we'll have it moved right into our backyard.
That's our treehouse!
Yeah!
Not after my dad buys it. Then it will be my treehouse. Members only. And none of you will be members.
Isn't he cute? I'm sorry, Mr. K, but I can't imagine closing this place, no. See, my grandparents started this business.
Oh, well, you can sell it to me or lose it to the bank in 2 weeks. Unless, of course, I don't know, you got $10,000 lying around? No. Look, you're going to get a much better deal from me than you will from the bank.
Well, I have 2 weeks to raise the money.
Until then, I won't sell.
Well, I'm just trying to be the good guy here. All right. Have it your way. 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Grandma, you owe the bank $10,000?
Yes.
I know. When we win the talent show, Grandma, we'll just give you the
$10,000. Yeah, that's first prize. Did you hear what we sounded like this afternoon? We were terrible.
Speak for yourself.
She's right. We'll never win the talent show. Sorry, Grandma.
It's okay, kids. And please excuse me, but I think I'm going to clean up the kitchen while I still have a kitchen to clean.
Sitting at round tables with checked cloths, they watch Grandma shuffle away sadly.
What are we going to do? Not only will Grandma lose her bakery, but we're going to lose our treehouse to Waldo.
Hold on.
Spanky paces and clicks his fingers.
I have a great idea, and I'm going to give it to you in one word. Jobs.
A sign reads, construction workers wanted. On site, little Porky wears a hard hat and displays his puny muscles to a beefy worker who shakes his head. Porky spits on his hands, picks up a sledgehammer, and falls backwards with its weight. At a fire station, Buckwheat and Petey are in firefighters' helmets and uniforms. The fire chief and his dog look at them dubiously and shake their heads. Officer Kennedy and his partner get into their patrol car.
Hey, guys.
Marianne gives them donuts.
Thank you.
Oh, come on!
They drive off and leave her standing in her homemade police outfit. In a hospital, Stymie wears a lab coat and stethoscope. A doctor giving an injection shakes his head at him, and Stymie faints at the sight of the syringe. At Moore Park Country Club, a manager presents Spanky and Alfalfa in uniforms.
Mr. K! Here they are, gentlemen. Your new caddies.
Is this some kind of a joke?
I'm sorry, but three of my caddies called in sick. They're all I've got right now.
Haven't I seen you two guys somewhere before?
Where would you have seen us before?
Yeah, we travel in different social circles.
I don't know. They're awful short.
Hey, as long as I can carry a bag, what difference does it make?
Okay, let's go. We're late. Come on, grab the bags.
Now, you two do exactly what Mr. K says, or you're out of a job. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Edgar, how did you manage having lunch here? You're not even a member of this club.
Let's just say I have a few friends in high places.
Oh, you mean the chief?
Yep,
that's one.
Ooh, fancy.
Man, this working for a living sure is a lot of work.
Yeah, I think I'm more cut out for executive work. You know, with the corner office?
You said it, pal.
Oh, Ed, this is lovely.
Well, it is a special occasion. After all, we've been dating for 1 year, 5 months, 3 weeks, 4 days, and nine hours. But who's counting?
Well, every minute of it has been wonderful.
It has, hasn't it?
Big Ray's trying to putt a ball.
Does he think he is, a pro?
I don't know, but he sure is lame.
It's gonna go.
That's exactly what it's gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Lame.
Maybe you'd like to share with us some of your golfing expertise.
With pleasure. Watch and learn.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Show them how it's done, Spank.
Spanky puts on a golf glove, takes a putter, and sizes up the shot like a pro. Big Ray and his golf partner watch. Spanky picks up some grass, eats it, and gives an approving nod. He then wets his finger and sticks it in the air to judge wind direction.
You're not getting any taller.
Simmer down, hot sauce.
June, there's something that I've been wanting to ask you.
Yes, Edgar?
Spanky takes his shot.
June, will you?
The ball hits Kennedy on the head. He lurches around and the manager gets covered in food.
Matt, are you hurt?
What in the world is going on here? I got hit by a golf ball. It came from over there.
Kids.
Those kids!
Quick, Spank, ditch the evidence!
Spanky throws away the putter, which hits Big Ray on the head, and he collapses. The manager.
And stay out! You're fired!
At night, the quirky treehouse is lit up.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, we all got fired from our jobs.
Alfalfa and me didn't get fired. We resigned. Working conditions were terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but how are we going to raise enough money to help Grandma?
Nobody ever got rich working for somebody else, right?
Right.
So we're going to start our own business.
Our own business? What kind of business?
Let me think.
Petey takes a brush to Spanky.
What's up, Petey? Petey just gave me an idea.
A pet care service.
Thank you. Thanks. Hi, Alfalfa.
Hi, Darla.
$5 I'm not sure.
That seems like an awful lot of money.
What exactly do you get for $5?
The question really is, what don't you get? Here at Complete Pet Care, our expert staff will provide your pet with the finest services known to man or beast. For the price of just $5, our deluxe spa package includes pet walking and washing. But wait, there's more. Your pet will also be groomed by our patented groomulator.
Well, that does seem very nice, but Princess Flufferina means the world to me. And I never left her with anyone else before. She's my prized pet.
You have nothing to worry about, Darla. She's in good hands. In fact, people call me the Cat Whisperer.
Hi there, kitty.
Spanky here. Let's go with Princess Flufferina to the spa.
Bye, Alfalfa.
Bye.
Come on, Romeo. Time to make some moolah.
How's the grooming going, Marianne?
Yeah. Pretty good. It took a while because he kept trying to hide in the shell. But look at that smile now. Show him, Cecil.
A turtle with teeth.
How are the fish coming?
They're on a rinse cycle, but I need both to help bathing and grooming the other animals. Alfalfa, fire up the groomulator.
Why can't you fire it up?
Because I'm the leader. I'm supervising.
Alfalfa speaks into a funnel.
Ready, Petey?
Here we go.
In his basement, Alfalfa pulls a lever, releasing a bone which dangles in front of Petey in the backyard. Petey, harnessed to a clothes rack, chases the bone, making the rack rotate. Pulleys turn in the basement, and Spanky turns on the machine. The little dog.
Here you go.
First stop, the rinse station. Next stop, the soap gun station.
The dog's on a conveyor belt.
Then onto the rub-a-dub-dub scrub station.
Mechanical hands wash the dog, which is in a box on wheels.
After that, the dry-o-matic station. And finally, a little perfume to make him smell sweet.
Marianne sprays the dog.
Fresh and clean. If this isn't a license to print money, I don't know what is.
I gotta say, I had my doubts at first, but when you're right, you're right.
Hey, Spanky, when you're done signing autographs, we need more soap.
Okay, okay. The way I figure it, if we can see 50 pets a day, we'll have Grandma's money in no time flat.
Here's another one. Ready for grooming.
Ready for grooming. Ready for grooming.
Okay, guys, load up the other pets. Got a lot of animals to groom.
Gotcha.
Spanky mistakenly fills the soap up with green dye and doesn't notice. Officer Kennedy and Miss Crabtree are having a picnic.
Oh, Ed, this is lovely. I can't believe that you put this whole thing together on your lunch break.
Well, our last date didn't go so well, and there was something I wanted to ask you before we got interrupted.
Ask me anything, Officer Kennedy.
Okay.
Let's go to the park, little doggies. Giddy up.
Whoa, slow down.
Well, it's Crabtree. No, I mean, June.
Oh.
Hi, Miss Crabtree. Hi, Officer Kennedy.
Are you guys having a picnic?
Yay, a picnic.
A rabbit's washed.
Here you go, little guy.
The brown and white rabbit in a box on wheels moves along the conveyor belt to the soap section and is squirted with green goo. Stymie puts a terrier in a box. As the terrier travels into the groomulator, a gerbil and a piglet are put on the conveyor belt. Alfalfa reaches for Princess Flufferina.
Spanky. Maybe you should handle Princess Flufferina.
It's just a cat, not a mountain lion.
All I know is when Darla sees how well I took care of her cat, she's gotta find me irresponsible.
Don't you mean irresistible?
Irresistible. Irresistible.
Yeah, that too.
As White Flufferina goes into the machine, the rabbit comes out green.
Oh no! Guys, look!
The machine is turning them all green!
The parrot Stymie brought watches.
Remarkable.
What did you do, Marianne?
What do you mean, what did I do? You're the one that put the soap in. Look, it's green dye.
You distracted me, Marianne.
Oh, no, Donna's cat.
Wait, come back.
Alfalfa tries to grab it, misses, and gets tangled in wires which spark.
Hurry, make it stop.
Bubbles float around Flufferina, who's then splattered with green dye.
That chocolate sure looks good.
Oh, would you like one?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Those chocolates are expensive.
Oh, there's plenty here.
Here, take some.
Now, are these all your dogs?
Nah, we're just walking them to make money for Grandma.
Oh, that is so nice. Isn't that nice, Edgar?
Yeah, that's lovely. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of other dogs to walk, so why don't you take chocolates to go, okay?
Oh.
The dogs on multi-leashes see a rabbit. Kennedy's feet are trapped in the leashes, and he's dragged as the dogs chase the rabbit and run either side of a lamppost. Kennedy's legs are apart, and his crotch smacks into the post.
Good thing that lamppost was there. Stop him.
Kids.
Owners take their pets.
Come back. If you don't like green, we can make them any other color you want.
Alfalfa? What happened to you?
Oh, just been working hard.
I'm here to pick up Princess Fluffarina. Is she ready?
Sure. And wait until you see her exciting new look.
What new look?
Here you go. One Princess Flufferoni.
She's green. At the bakery.
Darla hates me now.
At least we made a little money for Grandma. Thanks to my great idea.
No, we actually lost money.
Yeah, all the pet owners won their money back.
Did I mention Darla hates me now?
Don't worry. I'll think of something else.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I'm thinking.
Anything yet?
No.
Now? How about now? Anything yet?
Not yet.
Now? How about now?
Don't brush me. Genius takes time.
Grandma!
Hi, kids. I got some good news. I sold off some old stock, and I was able to raise $5,000.
That's great, Grandma. You're almost halfway there.
And if I can drum up enough business, I think I can get the rest. But I need your help.
Sure, Grandma, no problem.
Would you mind handing out these flyers all over town?
Sure, you bet.
Yeah. Big Ray pulls up in his Hummer. Waldo gets out with a sharply dressed woman, and they go through the gate to the treehouse.
Guys, what are they doing here?
The rascals join them.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Which color do you think would look better for the treehouse? Caribbean green or Georgia peach?
It's fine just the way it is.
Desiree doesn't think so. Do you, Desiree?
Desiree?
My decorator, this stump is going to need a total makeover when my father moves it to our backyard. So, how do you even get in here?
I wouldn't do that. The burglar alarm is set.
A burglar alarm on this stump? Get real.
Waldo pulls a lever and a boxing glove springs out of a cupboard and whacks him.
I told ya! Yeah, he told ya!
That's hilarious.
The rascals watch Preppy Waldo stride back to the car with Desiree. He glares at them as he's driven away.
I really don't like them.
Me neither.
Me neither.
No time to waste, men. We're gonna distribute these flyers, and then I'm gonna come up with another great plan to make money for Grandma. Now let's go! Come on!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
They run off.
Whenever I'm down, I call you my friend.
They stick flyers all over town. The florist comes out to find her windows plastered with flyers.
Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend.
Gumball machines have flyers on them. Petey delivers one in his mouth to a couple on a bench. Alfalfa, wearing a cycling helmet, sings as he rides past big houses. Then Darla sings at an open window.
Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend. A helping hand you lend in my time of need.
Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend.
Whenever I'm down.
Darla leaves her house carrying books and sings as she walks. Separate images of her and Alfalfa singing. Busy waving, he crashes into a car and lands in a flower bed.
Are you all right?
I've died and gone to heaven.
Actually, this is Maple Street.
Let me help you up.
His spike of hair sticks out of his helmet.
You have a nice voice.
Thanks. You have a nice voice, too.
Wait, thank you, Alfalfa.
I'm really sorry about your cat. I hope you're not still mad.
It's all right. When my friends saw Princess Fluffarina, they got jealous. So now they all want green cats, too.
Hey, are you going to the library?
Yeah, I love books about cats. See? Cats and You, Illustrated History of Cats, Heroic Cats, Great Cats of the Civil War.
Can I give you a ride to the library on my bike?
Yeah, that would be very nice of you.
Hey, the gang and I, we have a band. The International Silver String Submarine Band, ISSSB for short. Oh. And I was wondering if you'd like to sing with us in the talent show next week.
I'd love to, Alfalfa, but I already agreed to be in the talent show with Waldo.
Waldo?
Waldo in a miniature Hummer.
Hi, Darla. Look at what my dad just bought me.
Waldo! It's beautiful!
He smooths his quiff.
Isn't it? Want to go for a ride?
Do I? Yes.
But I thought we were going to the library. That's okay. I'll take her. I'd offer you a ride, too. But clearly, there's not enough room for three.
Sorry. Bye, Alfalfa.
One of Alfalfa's tires deflates. People passing the treehouse cover their ears as the band rehearses.
Hold it!
And what happened to our lead singer? Darla and I could have made such beautiful music together. What did she see in Waldo in that car of his?
Forget about her. We need to rehearse for the talent show.
But you don't know how hard it is to get a girlfriend when you don't have wheels.
Wheels? Wheels! I've got it! I have my next great idea!
What do you have in mind?
Yeah, not only will we make money for Grandma, but you can impress Darla.
Darla comes out of her house carrying books as Alfalfa turns up in a taxi made out of crazy objects.
Hey, Darla! Like a ride to the library?
Alfalfa! Where did you get that?
Me and the gang made it. It's our new taxicab service.
Yeah. What does it even run on?
He opens a trunk with Petey in it.
Petey power?
And it gets 3 miles to the bone.
Stymie pulls a lever and a bone on a string drops in front of Petey, who takes it in his mouth.
So, would you like a ride to the library? It's for a good cause. To save Grandma's bakery.
Okay, I'd love a ride.
Hey, I'm supposed to drive Darla.
Sorry, Waldo. But Alfalfa already offered to take me.
I'd offer you a ride, Waldo. But clearly, there's not enough room. Let's roll, Stymie.
See ya.
Yeah.
Stymie pulls a lever and a hatch opens in front of Petey, revealing a cat in a cage. Petey, on a treadmill, runs on the spot after the cat. The treadmill turns, setting cogs in motion, and the taxi sets off.
Home base calling dispatch.
Home base calling dispatch.
Dispatch here. What's up, Spank?
Tickets are selling like hotcakes. When are you guys coming back to pick up the next batch of passengers?
Be back in a jiff. Got one more stop to make at Walnut, then one more at the library.
Great. Over and out.
Over and out.
Alfalfa wears a conductor's hat.
Step right up, folks. $1 for the ride of your life.
This taxi's great, Alfalfa. I love it.
Boys step in the road.
Oh, no! It's Butch and Worm!
They stop to avoid them.
Well, well, well. Nice set of wheels you got here.
Yeah, nice.
Fancy running into you on our street. How's about giving me and Worm a ride?
Okay, Butch. That'll be $1.
I was thinking more like you. Pay me! How much you got on you?
A robbery!
Stymie activates a boxing glove.
Yes! You guys are gonna get it now!
Hey, look! The cops!
Where?
The taxi's bumper flips out and knocks over Worm.
Yeah. That was awesome, Alfalfa!
Oh, I'm gonna get you guys!
See ya! What do you want to be, ya?
Butch and Worm are on the ground.
See you later, guys!
The taxi approaches a kid at a stop.
Next stop, Walnut Street!
And we have officially arrived.
Alfalfa, in bow tie and suspenders, lets kids out.
Thank you for riding with Complete Taxi, sir. Tell all your friends. Next customer. Here, here, here.
Thank you.
Ladies and gents, it'll be a few minutes. Gotta cool off the engine.
How about a little music, darling?
Sure.
Okay.
Porky plays a kazoo under the taxi's hood. Waldo pulls up in his battery-driven Hummer and spies on them from behind garbage cans. Stymie gives Petey water.
Okay, Petey, this ought to wet your whistle.
Stymie, who's wearing aviator goggles, closes the trunk again and goes to get in. Waldo comes out from behind the garbage cans and ducks as he sneaks over to a rear wheel of the taxi.
Alfalfa, do you suppose you could change the station?
Of course, no problem.
Porky gets out a harmonica. Darla and the boy passenger pull faces.
Anything else?
Sure. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there.
Here, Alfalfa there, opens the radio on the dash and looks in at Porky.
E-I-E-I-O.
Can you play anything else?
It's the only song I know! We'll just have to enjoy the silence for a while.
Okay, everybody. All set to go.
Waldo cuts cables under the taxi as it sets off. Waldo hides and smirks.
Have a nice trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be arriving at our destination in 5 minutes. But in the meantime, please allow me to be your tour guide, pointing out all the sights of our fair city. On the left, you will see the home of 11-year-old Freddie Gillespie, the only person to eat 27 atomic fireballs at once and live to tell the tale.
Alfalfa? Aren't we going a little fast?
Don't worry, we're fine. This is the express taxi.
A lever doesn't work.
You're right. You'll see the very spot where you see the...
Alfalfa?
Stymie, I'm conducting a tour here.
It's important.
What's so important that it can't wait? No brakes! No brakes!
They speed down a steep hill, and cars skid to avoid them at an intersection.
We need to do something!
Like what?
They smash through garbage cans and newspapers cover the windshield.
Watch the road!
I can't!
Alfalfa helps steer while Stymie partly climbs out to peel off the newspapers.
Hurry! Be careful!
They swerve.
Hurry!
They hurtle towards a lamppost. They take out the lamppost and are thrown around as Stymie swerves to avoid more cars. Officer Kennedy and Miss Crabtree walk to a bench.
Oh, remember this spot? That's where we first met.
Oh, that's right. You gave me a parking citation.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Oh, it's okay, Ed. It was dismissed in court.
Oh, yeah, I mean, technically, I did.
Attention, passengers. The taxi is arriving at gate 1. Please have your tickets ready.
It speeds by.
Come on, guys!
Anyway, June, we've been spending a lot of time together, and I've been thinking.
Oh.
June?
What's that?
I don't know. All right, stay here. I'll handle this.
Oh.
He pockets the ring box and blows his whistle. The taxi swerves wildly.
Get out of the way!
People leap out of the way, but Kennedy stands blowing his whistle. The taxi hits bushes and Kennedy's sent flying into a trash can. He struggles out.
Oh.
Petey lies dazed, then gets up and shakes himself.
Is everyone all right?
What happened?
Stymie staggers around.
Are you guys okay?
I think we need a tow truck.
That was amazing! Let's do it again.
My ring. Where's my ring?
Kennedy searches the trash can.
I'm so sorry, Darla. I don't know what went wrong. What went wrong was me accepting this ride from you in this death trap.
You kids have really done it. Do you know how many laws you've broken? I have had it with you kids.
Edgar, calm down. They're just children.
They're not children. They're monsters. Public menaces. Dangers to society. They're future criminals.
Sorry, Officer Kennedy.
He seems a little mad.
Darla, I heard the crash. Are you all right?
Thank you, Otto. I'm fine. Just a little dizzy.
We were just trying to make money for Grummel's Bakery.
I don't want to hear your excuses. If I had my way, I'd lock each one of you up in jail right now and save the world a whole lot of trouble in the future.
You know what, Edgar? I don't think you and I should see each other anymore.
What? Why not?
What kind of a future do I have with a man who doesn't even like children? Goodbye!
Junebug, I like kids. From a distance.
Would you like that ride to the library now?
With pleasure.
Darla, wait!
She huffs and gets in with Waldo.
Hope you have insurance, Alfalfa.
Waldo smirks and drives away. Alfalfa sighs and looks glum.
Oh!
Miss Crabtree stomps away from Kennedy. Alfalfa has the ring box.
Officer Kennedy, I found this. I thought you might want it back.
Women. I don't think I'll ever understand them.
Join the club.
Kennedy nods and pats Alfalfa's hat. It's night and the rascals are rehearsing.
Well, I don't know if all that's true. 'Cause you got me and baby, I got you.
Hold it! That sounded terrible! Alfalfa, what's the problem?
The problem is, I don't got the babe, and I don't got Darla. I'm too depressed to sing.
Face it, Spank. We're never gonna be ready in time for the talent show.
And we're never gonna make enough money to save Grandma's bakery.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a little setback with the taxi service.
A little setback?
We lost money! Again!
And I lost Darla, again, to Waldo. Boy, do I hate that guy.
Want another reason to hate him? Look, the brake lever from the taxi cab. K
cables didn't snap, they were cut.
And who would want to see us fail more than anyone?
Waldo.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm gonna tear him limb from limb. Poor Waldo messed with the wrong guy, and he's gonna be sorry he did. Cause I'm a caged tiger, a hurricane, and when someone crosses me, they unleash the sledgehammer.
He punches a basketball, bounces back, and knocks him over.
Did I win?
Alfalfa, you're a genius! You've given me a great idea, how we can raise money and help you get Darla back.
Isn't that what you said last time?
And the time before that?
Yeah!
This time, it's a sure thing.
A sign for Pop's Soda Shop. Waldo comes out to a table where Darla's sitting and brings her a drink.
Here you are, Darla. One refreshing Jumbo Strawberry Fizz Supreme. Two straws.
Thank you, Waldo. It's so nice of you.
Anything for my partner in the talent show. You and I are going to be unstoppable.
Come see the wrestling match of the century.
Will you friends?
Alfalfa versus the Mass Marvel.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. One day only.
Alfalfa's going to wrestle the Mass Marvel? Sounds dangerous.
Sounds ridiculous. He couldn't wrestle a teddy bear.
I think he's pretty brave to do this.
Something fishy here. Would you excuse me a moment, Darla?
Well, of course, Waldo.
Porky and Buckwheat.
Alfalfa's gonna beat the Masked Marvel.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Excuse me, my good man. You don't happen to know who this Masked Marvel is. Do you?
Yeah, but it's a secret.
Yeah, a big secret. Spanky told us we're not supposed to tell. I don't believe it. Spanky would never tell you who the Masked Marvel is.
You're too little.
We're not too little. We know.
Yeah, we know exactly who it is.
My friend Abraham Lincoln here says you don't. I bet you $5 you don't know who the Masked Marvel is.
Yeah? Well, guess what? I'm going to be the Masked Marvel.
Yeah, Porky's going to be the Masked Marvel. Now pay up! Well, you guys sure showed me. Here. Don't spend it all on gumballs.
Butch and Worm shoot at cans with slingshots.
Yes!
Yeah!
Gentlemen!
Who are you calling a gentleman?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm here to make you a proposition.
Yeah? What kind of proposition?
Yeah, what kind of proposition? The best kind. A profitable one.
Give me that.
Oh, there's more where that came from.
Follow me, there's a secret entrance. Hurry, I hope it hasn't started yet. So we're missing.
Two tickets, please.
Thanks for inviting me, Waldo.
Normally, I abhor violence. This seemed too good to miss. Enjoy the match. Next!
A wrestling ring is set up.
Popcorn, get your popcorn! Can't enjoy a wrestling match without a big old bag of popcorn! Thank you.
Petey gives customers a bag.
Popcorn, get your popcorn!
Welcome to the match. Welcome.
Psst, Spank. How are we doing so far?
Great. We got a full house. Boy, are we gonna clean up.
Butch steals popcorn off other kids.
I'll take that.
Waldo and Darla sit beside the ring, which is in a warehouse. He nods at Butch and Worm.
I just hope Alfalfa doesn't hurt the Masked Marvel too badly.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that.
In the changing area, Porky stuffs padding into his red Masked Marvel costume to make him look muscly. Butch and Worm come in.
Hey, this area is for wrestlers only.
There's been a change of plan.
Yeah.
Ah! Hello, Spanky.
Waldo, I didn't think of you as the wrestling type.
I couldn't pass up the opportunity to see the Masked Marvel wipe the floor with Alfalfa.
Oh,
yeah? You're gonna be disappointed, Waldo. There's no way Alfalfa's going to lose.
Oh, really? Care to make it interesting?
What do you mean?
I'll bet you all the money you've made from collecting admissions that Alfalfa is going to lose.
You're on, Waldo. It's a bet.
Spanky spits on his palm and offers to shake. Waldo looks disgusted as he shakes one of Spanky's fingers, then watches him walk away with a wad of cash.
Sucker.
Beefy Butch is wearing the masked Marvel costume with a hood.
Showtime, Porky!
Wow, Porky! The costume looks great on you.
You even look taller.
Oh, and remember, when I give you the high sign, that's your cue to take a dive. Got it?
Butch gives a thumbs up, then he and Worm sigh after Spanky leaves. Worm comes out and exchanges a thumbs up with Waldo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Championship Wrestling Match of All Time!
Butch, wearing a gold cape, stands in his corner holding the ropes. Alfalfa, wearing long blue shorts and a white vest, poses for the audience.
How is he undefeated if he's never wrestled before?
That's why he's undefeated.
Oh.
And this corner, the opponent, the most feared man in wrestling.
See a fair fight. Good luck, and may the best man win.
And remember, Porky, make it look real.
A girl shows a round one card, and Marianne rings the bell.
And fight! Yeah, Alfalfa!
Alfalfa waves his arms and roars as the two circle each other. Then Alfalfa hurls himself at Butch. Butch sidesteps and Alfalfa gets tangled in the ropes.
Are you okay?
He knows he's supposed to lose, right?
Yeah, he's just making it look good. Now get back in there, champ!
Alfalfa bobs around with his fists up.
Go, Masked Marvel!
Okay, Masked Marvel, get ready for my signature move, the Pulverizer. It puts the ow in pow.
Alfalfa windmills his arm. He socks himself and lands groggily on his butt. Spanky buries his face in his hand and Waldo grins. Spanky helps Alfalfa up as Buckwheat hears noises behind the changing area curtain and goes through. He sees a trunk rocking and opens it to find Porky bound and gagged.
Holy guacamole! What happened?
Round two.
And fight.
Alfalfa charges Butch. Butch throws him down. Butch picks Alfalfa up and slams him onto the canvas.
Porky!
Don't you see? Whoa! Giving you the high sign!
Oh, I can't watch!
I can. You're supposed to make it look real!
Whoa!
Not that real!
I don't remember this as part of the plan.
Me neither.
Frankie! Frankie!
Frankie!
Alfalfa!
He lifts the mask and his hair spike boings.
Butch! Butch!
Alfalfa pulls Butch's mask back down fearfully.
Run, Alfalfa, run!
Run for your life!
Alfalfa runs around the ring and Butch chases him. Exhausted, Alfalfa trips and falls.
What are you doing?
Butch picks him up by an arm and a leg and spins him. Butch hurls him out onto the popcorn stand.
Oh, no.
Worm raises Butch's arm.
Yeah! And the winner is Butch!
Alfalfa collapses. Spanky hands over a wad of cash.
This isn't fair. You cheated by putting Butch in the match.
And you cheated by rigging the match with Porky. I just cheated better. But don't worry, it's going to a good cause. I'm going to use the money to put a security system in the treehouse so I can keep you all out for good. Come on, Darla.
She goes and looks sad.
Sorry, Alfalfa.
You lost all our money, Spank? How come you didn't ask us before you did that?
Yeah!
Because I'm the leader, and I had to make a split-second executive decision.
I almost got killed for nothing.
Okay, so I made a bad call. But don't worry, I'll come up with one of my great ideas any second now.
Every time you come up with one of your great ideas, something bad happens.
Yeah!
Well, someone has to do the thinking around here. You guys would be helpless without me. Right, Alfalfa?
Alfalfa scowls.
Alfalfa?
They're right, Spank. We're all supposed to act as a team, but you never act that way, ever. And now, thanks to you, it's too late to save Grandma's Bakery. It's over. We lost. Come on, guys.
Hey, where are you going? Come back. We still have a little time left. Porky? Buckwheat?
You're too bossy, Spanky!
Yeah, too bossy.
Edie?
Petey trots off through the secret door, which Stymie closes behind him. Spanky sighs and stands alone, head bowed, in the yard outside the empty warehouse. Later, hands in his pockets, he walks the streets glumly and passes the abandoned pet care sign and the taxi stand. Night falls, and Spanky arrives outside the bakery where a sign reads, "Going out of business. Thanks for your support." He sighs and heads into the softly lit shop. In the kitchen, Grandma takes a tray of muffins out of the oven as Spanky appears in the open doorway.
Oh, Spanky! Want a muffin? It's hot.
No thanks, Grandma. I'm not really hungry.
A rascal doesn't want a muffin? I've never heard of that before. Oh, never get tired of this.
She smells the muffins.
I'm gonna miss this old bakery.
I'm really sorry, Grandma. Been trying so hard to make money to save it.
Oh, Spanky, I do appreciate all of you trying to help me, honey.
But you're losing your bakery. And we're losing our treehouse.
You have your friends. That's what's important.
Not anymore. They're all mad at me. They say I'm bossy.
Well, is that true?
I'm not bossy. I just tell people what to do.
That sounds kind of bossy to me.
Well, someone has to give the orders. Otherwise, nothing would ever get done.
A good leader has to be also a good listener, because you can't just give orders. You have to inspire.
What difference does it make now? They don't need me anymore.
Oh, they do need you, and you need them. Let me show you something.
She picks up a can.
This is pure cocoa powder. I want you to smell it.
Smells great.
Now, try to taste it.
He dips a finger in the powder, tastes it, and pulls a face.
Yuck, it tastes bitter.
That's because it's cocoa, and not until it gets mixed in with all those other ingredients does it become a wonderful. wonderful cupcake.
Okay. But what does this have to do with me and my friends?
Well, it's because you and your friends are like the ingredients of my cupcakes. Not until you all come together do you become something wonderful.
He narrows his eyes as he thinks. Daytime. Kennedy leaves the florists with roses and balloons.
Oh, June! I was just coming to see you. We need to talk.
I think we've said everything we need to say, Edgar.
Well, then I need to say more. I can't sleep. I miss you. Junebug, I miss you. And I feel terrible about the way I acted the other day.
Oh?
I'm really, really sorry about what I said to the kids. It's just every time they're around, our dates get ruined. Bad things happen to us every time.
Well, they're just children, Edgar. They're not trying to make your life miserable.
They don't have to try. They're succeeding.
Oh, if you can't be patient with children, you shouldn't date a school teacher.
I'll be patient. Just give me a chance. I know I can be the kind of guy you want, the kind of guy that likes kids, loves. I love kids. Let me prove it.
You want to prove it? Well, tonight is the kids' talent show. How would you like to be my date?
Are those kids going to be there?
Yes, Edgar, those kids. You wanted a chance to prove yourself.
That sounds great.
Good.
I love kids.
Now, are those flowers for me, or are they just there to make you look pretty?
And the balloons.
I like chocolate, too.
Okay. Ready to commence? Here we go. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And here we go, spinning in an orbit like the Mars rover, and spinning out, spinning in, and dipsy-doodle. Stop.
What's wrong?
It's very nice, Waldo, but when you make this gesture...
The teacher jumps and spins.
I want to see a little more, I'm a preteen idol, worship me, and a little less, I'm your next president, vote for me.
Gotcha. Thanks, Sergio.
Now, about you, Darla, when you come out of the double spin, I want to see a bigger smile, like this.
He raises his arms, twirls, and beams. Darla smiles.
Bigger? Bigger! That's it!
My cheeks are starting to hurt.
Trust me on this, honey. I was a smile consultant to presidents, captains of industry, and supermodels before I became a choreographer and musical director.
Darla, Sergio's the best there is.
Okay.
Now, for the finale. I want you both to watch me very... very, 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 very closely. 1, 2, 3! Showgirl, huh? And the bunny hop! Bunny hop! And the fishing, we're fishing!
Sergio's wig flies off!
And we go into the lazy boy! And then the butterfly! Woo! And for the big finish! Thank you. Now, follow me. Your costumes have arrived from the tailor in Perry.
He flounces out of Waldo's grand living room. In the treehouse, Stymie looks at a branch carved with the rascals' names.
Remember when we carved these? It was the day we finished building this place.
Do you ever think we'll have another treehouse as good as this one?
Even if we did, it wouldn't be this one. What do you want?
Guys, we gotta go for broke. We have to do the talent show.
We don't take orders from you anymore.
Yeah, you said it.
We're tired of being bossed around all the time.
Okay, I admit that. Lately, on some select occasions, I may have been a little on the bossy side. Okay. I've been a lot on the bossy side. You happy? And I shouldn't have bet that money without asking you all first. But this is our last chance to save Grandma's bakery and our treehouse.
You're not the leader anymore.
Well, then who is the leader?
I guess we're all the leaders now.
It's a democracy.
Yeah, democracy.
Fair enough. So I'd like to propose something to all the leaders of the club.
The grand prize to the talent show is $10,000. That's more than enough to stop Big Ray and Waldo.
But we've hardly practiced. And when we have, we've been terrible.
Stinky.
What chance do we really have of winning that show?
None if we don't try. You know, this club is like one of Grandma's cupcakes.
You mean bad for our teeth?
No, we're like the ingredients. Separately, we don't taste very good. But together, we're like an awesome cupcake. Or something. All I'm saying is, we're better together than we are apart. Now who's in? Anyone? Anyone?
They all stare at him sulkily, and he sighs. Alfalfa sighs too, then offers to shake hands. As Spanky reaches out, Alfalfa, in his usual bow tie and jacket, whips his hand away, then smiles and does the hi sign along with all the others, including Petey. Spanky beams and does the sign back.
All right, guys, the International Silver String Submarine Band is playing tonight. Gather up your instruments.
Okay.
It's nighttime as the Rascals wheel their weird equipment up to the red carpeted entrance to the Green Haven Theater.
For Grandma!
For Grandma!
Come on, hurry, guys.
They enter.
Hello, Green Haven! Please give a warm welcome for our host of the most, Mr. Leo McCarry!
Thank you!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
to the talent show!
Backstage, Waldo, in a red top hat and white tails, sees the largely scruffy Rascals.
Who let you in here?
Since it's a talent show, we thought there ought to be some talent in it.
Come on, Darla.
Good luck, Alfalfa.
You too, Darla. I hope you win. Or at least come in second.
In the audience, Miss Crabtree sits with Kennedy and Grandma.
All right, then help me give a warm welcome to our esteemed panel of judges who will be deciding which act is going to take home the $10,000 grand prize tonight! Our first act tonight, an amazing duo of tap dancers. Please put your hands together for Tap Tapnacity.
Two girls perform in sparkly blue knee-length breeches and white socks. The screen splits to show the judges and the Rascals watching the expert tap dancers.
They're really good.
Uh-huh. Tap Tenacity score 8. Miss Crabtree.
Yeah, that
looks
good.
Next on stage, please welcome McKibble, the Magnificent.
For my first trick, I will pull a rabbit out of this hat. Alakazam!
He pulls out a banana and looks shocked. The screen splits and shows various acts, including a ballerina, ribbon dancers, unicyclists, and a kid in a Mexican poncho playing guitar. A karate kid breaks a board the host holds. The magician.
I will now shuffle the deck and magically make your card reappear. Is that it?
No.
That one?
No.
That one?
No.
Amateurs.
Waldo watches arrogantly and Darla glares at him. More acts perform and are judged. A ventriloquist and stilt walkers are among the other acts. An audience applause meter rises to better. Mikhail the Magnificent appears again.
My grand finale! I will escape from these solid steel handcuffs in 3 seconds.
1, 2, 3!
Mikhail's still handcuffed and struggles trying to get them off. A woman with bolt cutters frees him.
Ta-da!
A score of 0 goes up for Mikhail the Magnificent.
mystical, wasn't it?
Please, help me welcome to the stage the new musical stylings of Waldo and Darla.
Notice how Waldo's name is first?
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I found my candy girl. Candy girl. I found me a girl.
Candy girl.
She sets my heart awhirl.
Oh, the big one got away.
Sergio throws back his head and his wig flies off.
And it was all right.
Big Ray watches proudly with his wife. Porky watches wide-eyed.
They're super good.
Yeah, I vote for them.
Huh?
Three, two, four.
Sergio watches as Waldo and Darla, who's in a sparkly white dress, hold hands and sing to each other among candy canes. Alfalfa scowls. Waldo lifts Darla and spins, then leans her backwards in his arms. He lets Darla drop.
Number one.
Bravo!
Woo! Thank you.
Waldo blocks Darla and she stamps off. The applause meter rises to best and they score 9.
That was amazing. It looks like Waldo and Darla are the act to beat.
Spanky, I don't think we can compete with Waldo and Darla.
Oh, come on. What do they have that we don't?
Fancy costumes.
Great choreography.
And a pretty girl singer. Face it, we don't stand a chance.
Okay, man. Maybe we don't have all those things. Maybe Waldo has more money than we do. Maybe he has more of everything than we do. But this is it. Let's go in there together. As a team. And give it our best. At least we'll know we tried.
And now, last, but certainly not least, our final act. I'm intrigued by their name when I saw it. Please welcome the one and only International Silver String Submarine Band.
The Rascals head off to the stage. Grandma and Miss Crabtree applaud excitedly. Big Ray claps politely, while Darla claps and beams. Marianne opens a banner with the band's name on it, and they stand with their cobbled-together instruments. Spanky on guitar walks up beside Alfalfa at the mic.
Hi, everybody. Tonight, we're going to perform I Got You, Babe. It's an oldie but a goodie, and we'd like to dedicate it to a very special lady who's here tonight. Ready, gang?
Ready!
The host checks his watch.
And a 1 and a 2 and a...
Sergio yawns.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true. 'Cause you got me and baby, I got you.
Colored bubbles come out of Buckwheat's tuba as he blows. The audience start to sway to the music.
I got you, babe. I got flowers.
Darla smiles and sways. Waldo glares at her.
I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Don't let them cry.
I have to handle something.
Okay.
Waldo goes backstage to a fire alarm.
Waldo, what are you doing?
Setting off the fire alarm. Those silver string slime balls can't win if they can't finish their act.
But that would be cheating.
That would be winning. You want to win, don't you?
It's not winning if you don't win fairly, Waldo.
I just can't believe you would do something this sleazy. Like my dad always says, it's not how you play the game, it's winning that counts.
Oh, no, you're not, Waldo.
She flips him.
What kind of girl are you? The kind who doesn't like cheaters. And who has a brown belt in karate.
She goes.
Doesn't matter. They'll never win anyways. When I'm sad.
Joins him.
Babe. I got you, babe.
Marianne bashes drums, Porky plays double bass, Petey air horns, and Stymie's on synth.
I got you, babe.
I got you to hold my hand.
I got you to understand.
I got you to walk with me.
Sergio does wavy movements with clasped hands, and the audience sway and smile.
I got you.
They hold hands as everyone, even Sergio, joins in.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Spanky rocks out.
I got you, babe.
Miss Crabtree and Kennedy sing. Big Ray looks fed up.
I got you.
Confetti cannons explode and sparkles rain down. Big Ray sits open-mouthed and Sergio sobs as he claps.
Looks like the judges have made their decision.
Alfalfa crosses his fingers and closes his eyes.
And the winner is... the International Silver String Submarine Band!
Sergio weeps, then realizes his wig is missing. As the band celebrate wildly, Big Ray sits looking stunned. A woman comes on stage and presents a huge check, which Darla and Alfalfa hold between them. Alfalfa looks back at Spanky and nods. Spanky gives the high sign. Alfalfa does it back with a smile, then turns to the audience and waves. Grandma applauds excitedly as the band wave, and Petey turns in a circle and wags his tail.
Grandma!
Oh, Lucas, thank you so much.
How are we gonna fit this check in the ATM machine?
They all hug outside the theater.
Hey, Alfalfa.
You were great tonight.
Thanks. So were you.
But what about Waldo?
He just became a solo act, and I'm looking for a new band singer. Any ideas?
Big Ray with Waldo.
Well, Mrs. Larson, I hope you're proud of yourself.
Not at all. I'm just so proud of my little rascals.
But what about the treehouse, Dad?
I'll build you another treehouse from the ground up.
But I want that treehouse.
I've got a great architect.
They don't deserve it. I do.
Congratulations, kids. You were great.
You really were. I'm even thinking you could perform at the policeman's 4th of July picnic next month.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh,
my wedding.
No.
Yeah. Hasn't he asked you to marry him yet? He showed us the ring and everything.
He certainly has. And I just told him yes.
She has. Yes?
She nods and they kiss. Petey puts a paw over his mouth to stop himself throwing up. In bright sunshine, the rascals, including Darla, hurry across the street to the bakery and head inside.
Hi, Grandma!
Well, you're just in time. Who wants muffins?
Me!
Get in line. Ready? Okay.
Petey's head moves from side to side as he watches the muffins being tossed back along the line until each rascal has one. Porky catches last.
I got it!
Thank you!
Here we go.
One for Petey.
Come on, gang.
Grandma blows them all a kiss and they head out to the treehouse yard and enter by the gate. Petey picks up the squeaky bone on the end of the rope. He pulls on the rope, setting cogs and pulleys in motion to lower the ladder. Darla stares up at the treehouse in awe.
Wow! Home sweet home. And how? And how?
Petey's framed in a circle, then the screen goes black. An animation of machinery runs with the credits. Audio description created by SEI Media. Written by Helen Vasey. Narrated by Jessica Mastin. Directed by Alex Sam. Written by William Robertson and Alex Sam. Produced by Mike Elliott, Jerry P. Jacobs. Director of Photography, Levy Isaacs, ASC. Music by Chris Hadjian. Jet Jergensmeyer as Spanky, Drew Justice as Alfalfa, Connor Berry as Stymie, Jenna Ortega as Marianne, Camden Gray as Porky, Isaiah Zay-Zay Fredericks as Buckwheat, Jules as Petey, Eden Wood as Darla, Grant Palmer as Waldo, Lex Medlin as Officer Kennedy, Valerie Aslin as Miss Crabtree, Chase Backnin as Butch, Rio Mangini as Worm, Ryan Stepanek as Sergio, French Stewart as Bank Manager McFarland, Robert Torti as Host Leo McCary, Buck Hall as Ice Cream Man, Mindy Sterling as Talent Coordinator, with Greg German as Big Ray and Doris Roberts as Grandma. More credits continue on screen.
All systems. 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Small step for man, one giant.
Keep your eyes closed. Ready?
Wow.
Yes, it is wow. It's got all the amenities. Central air and heat, Italian marble floors, granite countertops.
It's amazing, Dad.
Yes, it is. Here, you do the honors.
I christen thee Club Waldo. Members only. No riffraff.
Waldo strikes a pillar with a bottle. The bottle doesn't break, but the pillar he hit begins to crack badly.
Built to last.
the regal treehouse on four pillars collapses in a cloud of dust.
Didn't see that coming.
Waldo gapes and his mouth hangs open.
I think I still have the receipt.
More credits continue to the end on screen.
You, something that you do, always gets me through. You make me smile inside, and we are lucky as can be. Folks can be so mean, we take it all. Everyone's allowed.